DeepEnglish.com.
At the age of 13, a French peasant girl named Joan d'Arc began hearing voices and having visions. How old was Joan when she began to hear voices and have visions? At the age of 13, Joan began hearing voices and having visions. The voices told her to go on an important mission to save France. What did the voices tell her? The voices told her to go on an important mission to save France. It was the 1400s, and England was occupying much of France, forcing many French people to leave their homes. Which country was occupying much of France and forcing many people to leave their homes? England was occupying much of France, forcing many French people to leave their homes. The voices in Joan's head felt like they were divine. Did the voices in Joan's head feel like they were divine? Yes, the voices in Joan's head felt like they were divine. Joan was convinced that God was telling her to save her beloved country. Who was Joan convinced was telling her to save her beloved country? Joan was convinced that God was telling her to save her beloved country. The voices gave her a specific mission: save France by ridding it of invaders and make Charles, the eldest son of the former king, the new king. What specific mission did the voices give her? The voices gave her a specific mission: save France by ridding it of invaders and make Charles, the eldest son of the former king, the new king. As part of Joan's mission, she also took a vow of chastity. As part of Joan's mission, what kind of vow did she take? As part of Joan's mission, she took a vow of chastity. When her father tried to arrange a marriage for her at age 16, she convinced local courts that the match was not suitable. Who tried to arrange a marriage for Joan? Her father tried to arrange a marriage for Joan. How old was she when her father tried to arrange a marriage for her? She was 16 when her father tried to arrange a marriage for her. What did she convince local courts of? She convinced local courts that the match was unsuitable. At the time, a popular prophecy foretold a virgin saving France. At the time, what did a popular prophecy foretell? At the time, a popular prophecy foretold a virgin saving France. Joan claimed to be that virgin, but only a few believed her. Did everyone believe that Joan was the virgin of the prophecy? No, only a few people believed her. Even so, she was determined to speak with Charles herself and convince him of her mission. Who was she determined to speak with herself? She was determined to speak with Charles herself. Joan, who couldn't even read or write, promised Charles that if he gave her an army, he would become King of France. What did Joan promise Charles? Joan promised Charles that if he gave her an army, he would become King of France. Against the advice of his counselors and advisors, Charles gave a teenage girl an army of men. Against the advice of his counselors and advisors, what did Charles give a teenage girl? Against the advice of his counselors and advisors, Charles gave a teenage girl an army of men. In March of 1429, Joan rode into battle wearing white armor and riding a white horse. What color was Joan's horse and her armor when she rode into battle in March of 1429? In March of 1429, Joan rode into battle wearing white armor and riding a white horse. Miraculously, under Joan's leadership, the enemy retreated. Who retreated under Joan's leadership? Under Joan's leadership, the enemy retreated. Soon, all of France knew about Joan and her divine mission to save France. Soon, who knew about Joan and her divine mission to save France? Soon, all of France knew about Joan and her divine mission to save France. As she promised, Charles VII was later crowned King of France. As she promised, who was later crowned King of France? As she promised, Charles VII was later crowned King of France. Unfortunately, in the eyes of some, Joan had become too powerful. In the eyes of some, had Joan become too powerful? Yes, in the eyes of some, Joan had become too powerful. King Charles thought that because the French people saw her as holy, she was a threat to his power. Why did King Charles think that Joan was a threat to his power? King Charles thought that because the French people saw her as holy, she was a threat to his power. In the spring of 1430, the king ordered Joan to lead an army once again, but this time she wasn't embarking on her own divine mission. She was simply following the king's orders. When was Joan ordered to lead an army once again? In the spring of 1430, the king ordered Joan to lead an army once again. Was she embarking on her own divine mission, or was she simply following the king's orders? She was not embarking on her own divine mission. She was simply following the king's orders. In a terrible twist of fate, she was captured by the enemy and held hostage, facing more than 70 criminal accusations, including witchcraft. How many criminal accusations did Joan face? She faced more than 70 criminal accusations, including witchcraft. During her trial, 19-year-old Joan refused to speak, and things took a turn for the worst. How old was Joan during her trial? During her trial, she was 19 years old. What happened when she refused to speak? When Joan refused to speak, things took a turn for the worst. The jurors were infuriated and sentenced her to death, claiming that instead of communicating with God, Joan was actually a dark witch. Who sentenced Joan to death, claiming that she was a dark witch? The jurors sentenced Joan to death, claiming that she was a dark witch. A few days later, she was taken to the middle of the town square and burned at the stake. What happened a few days later? A few days later, she was taken to the middle of the town square and burned at the stake. However, in death, Joan was still powerful. Did Joan lose her power after she died? No, Joan did not lose her power after she died. In death, Joan was still powerful. Many French believed that her mission truly had been divine and were enraged that the English had burned her alive. What did many French people believe? Many French people believed that her mission truly had been divine. This fueled France's rebellion against England. In 1920, the Pope granted Joan d'Arc sainthood. When did the Pope grant Joan d'Arc sainthood? In 1920, the Pope granted Joan d'Arc sainthood.